What should we hope for from the 2019 state legislative session? There's more money than usual, and both our governor and legislative majorities are Democratic. Party power means party responsibility. We can do what's right and should think hard about what that is. This year, we tried but she vetoed it won't be an excuse. The money will help, but we must resist making promises we might not be able to keep in leaner years. The oil and gas industry is mercurial. More important, it will and should decline as everyone tries to save what we can of our environment. New Mexico must decrease our dependency on fossil fuels, but stay alert to how such changes affect our state. We must diversify our income sources and build cleaner ones, such as renewable energy. Abundant sunlight should make solar energy a great opportunity for New Mexico. So what else should we hope to see and advocate? Timely bills regarding water planning and administration. Without water, we're history. Education is also critical. We need to turn it around, including early childhood education, and focus particularly on the underserved kids addressed in the Yazzie Martinez decision. The last 8 years showed us some of what doesn't work. I'm hoping the new administration can figure out what will. We should also look forward to the Health Security Act, a ban on coyote killing contests, a loophole-free requirement of background checks for gun buyers, a law that if you're mentally competent and terminally ill, you can leave the party whenever you choose, with a doctor's help. Decriminalization of abortion. Women have a constitutional right to make that deeply personal decision. And if that ever goes away, the state should start fresh, not be bound by an old law. As a man, I can't imagine how it feels to carry and give birth to an unwanted baby. True, some religions forbid abortion, so some adherents to those religions will decline to have abortions. That's their right. Sensible environmental regulations. The Trump administration lets businesses poison our environment if a buck can be made that way. Oil and gas seemed to own Governor Martinez. Legislatively and administratively, we must repair what damage we can, even if keeping an oil company from poisoning neighbors' water wells could slightly reduce the company's handsome profits. Meanwhile, escalating hyperpartisanship is a threat to our democracy. Trump has fed that danger, but he didn't start it. I hope our Democratic friends in Santa Fe treat our Republican friends with the courtesy and civility that Democrats would have liked to enjoy during the past 8 years.